Good evening, everybody. My name is Jason. And I am a son of the most wonderful God who created everything. For those of you who don't know me, I am now, have to think about this for a second, 3.5 years sober from having a functional addiction to pornography and all that nasty stuff you see on the internet. The internet is a fantastic place, but it can also be used for all the evil purposes that there is. Oh man, now I can see all of you. By the way, I was training somebody back there tonight, and they hadn't learned not to lean up against the light switches, so sorry for all the all-over-the-place stuff. Anyway, about 3.5 years ago, unbeknownst to me, the Lord had been laying foundations to end up bringing me here. And when I showed up here, I didn't have a clue that I had any problem whatsoever. I was like, I'm good, you know, I don't have, you know, I don't have any major addictions, I don't, you know, drink a lot, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, you know, all the standard total misunderstandings about what this program is. But what I learned was I did have a problem. And even though the first time I was here, you know, even though I came with friends and they were great, it still kind of freaked me out some. Because I was like, what is this place? These people are talking about just getting out of jail, and the people up front are talking about having gone to jail and come back. And it didn't make sense, but I knew enough to know that there was something here. And it kept me coming back. And it kept me coming back long enough for the Lord to work in all those little cracks, because I had known that I was tired of the way things were. And the Lord had been putting people in my path to keep drawing me this direction. And I so love him for that. Because it really has been an amazing adventure ever since then. You know, before I, you know, I knew God existed, but I didn't really know anything about him. You know, I knew he created everything, but I was stuck in the world. I knew what the world taught. The world doesn't know what it's talking about. And before I go any further, even though we've prayed, I'd like to take a second to pray again. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this evening. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in me and choosing to live in me, because you like it here. That's awesome. I'm just so overwhelmed by the responsibility of being up here. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I speak that this is a safe place, and nothing unsafe is allowed to touch this place or this program this evening or ever. It is to be protected at all costs to glorify you. Jesus, thank you for what you've done, and please help me to speak your words tonight and not my own. Amen. So, as I said, I was lost. After I'd been here for about a month, the Lord did one of those, lay me flat on the floor and not allow me to get up and show me exactly what I was like, what I had done. And I, you know, it was the light shining epiphany moment. And that was the first major change that he did to me. I'm grateful to say that after that first night of being here at CR, he had, I didn't know it at first, but he had removed that the temptation or anything to look at the crap on the computer. When I started coming here, I was going through the motions, going to school, you know, spending some time with family, and then going home and, you know, wash, rinse, repeat kind of thing. And, you know, over the years, I had developed, I didn't realize it, but I was lonely. And I need to back up a second and say, you know, most people think, well, you know, what was your home life like? You know, my home life was fantastic. My parents were great. I got to do all kinds of stuff. I had lots of friends. A lot of them were female. You know, it was, and they were just friends. There was nothing else to it. However, that was part of the problem. I could always get to a certain point, and it wouldn't go anywhere else. So, like many who end up with this problem, I thought, I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have, you know, I'm not hurting anybody. What I do in my own house is, you know, my business. Well, at that time, it kind of was my business, but what the Lord was saying to me was he wanted to make it his business and completely change my life. I'm going to take a second to read a passage out of Ephesians. It is chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the price of the power of prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. In other words, the devil's kids. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Sounds pretty depressing, doesn't it? Just wait, because the good part's coming. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for God works, good works which God purposed beforehand that we should walk in them. And my Bible here has some word definitions, and it has a thing for workmanship, and it has the Greek word, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I don't speak Greek. The word signifies that which is manufactured, a product, a design, produced by an artisan. Emphasize, and it has another Greek word. It basically says it's a poem. You know, God crafted me like he crafted all of you. He crafted us for a purpose. You know. And Jesus Christ came so that the world may be saved. So that we may be saved from ourselves. He freed me from myself. So that in him, every word in this book is true about me right this second. And if you have him in your heart, it's true about you right this very moment. Right this very moment. One of the biggest tragedies that I've seen is churches full of people that don't actually get to read this or don't bother to take the time to read this. And they wonder why nothing's working, but they're still doing all the same stuff that they did before they were saved.
Amen.
You know, he says clearly, repent. Repent. Any idea what that means?
Turn from your sin.
Turn from your sin. It also means to change how you think.
Yep. Yeah.
To agree that your thinking is messed up. Which, stinking thinking, as Rick calls it, and you've probably heard several times around here. You know, we can't keep doing the same things. And we have to replace the things that we were doing with something else. And I was tired of what I'd been doing, and because it hadn't been working. And once I said yes to him, boy, howdy, did he say yes to me. And his scripture says, seek me and you shall find me. Well, let me tell you something. You seek him and you'll find him. And if you've sought him and found him, believe me when I say there's more. The more you seek him, the more you will find him.
That's right, brother.
Oh, wow. Is that clock right? It's already a quarter till.
You're doing good.
You know, and the look.
Don't look at me, bro. Don't scare your friend.
That even if you weren't, the Holy Spirit's my friend, so it's all good. No, I don't need you, but you know what? I want you. And, yo, my life was so, yo, I had it good by the world standards. I had a place to live. I had food. I had friends. You know, I had what I needed. Now I know that he was taking care of me even when I didn't know him. You know, and many things make a lot more sense than they did. I can't see from back there because the wall's taller than I am when I'm on the board. Do we have any newcomers here tonight?
Yeah, we do.
Awesome. Keep this up, because if you think this is good, it keeps getting better and better and better. Yo, before I was saved, I never had an inkling of doing anything with microphones or music or touching a soundboard. And now the band is some of my best friends, even though they sometimes sound like they're not. But that's usually just because I pushed the button to mute them when they didn't want me to. I knew it was coming. But listen up. The Holy Spirit, God and his son Jesus Christ put me up here today to relay a message. He loves you. He loves each and every one of you. He loves you so much there aren't even words to describe how much. If you're hurting in any way, shape, or form, Romans 8:1. If we are not Romans, I might have gotten the address wrong, but here's the scripture anyway. We are old things have passed away. All the old is gone. When we surrender to Him, all things are made new. Mentally, physically, psychologically, all of that. Everything is made new. We don't have to do those old things. We can choose to do something. We can choose to do what God wants us to do. See, when we're lost, we don't have the ability to choose. We don't know any different. But the lost are found in Him. He loves you so much. He knows you hurt. If you've been rejected, He's been rejected. You've been beaten, you've been abused. He was beaten and abused way worse than anyone else on this planet has ever been. You know, when He was forsaken, the closest people to Him on this planet all disappeared when His time came. But He loves us. He loves each and every one of us. He might not always love the things we do, but He does love us. But in order for the transformation to occur, it takes ultimate and total surrender. We have to let go. Letting go can be scary for those that have been hurt. It was scary for me. And if the worse you've been hurt, the scarier it is. But this, our Heavenly Father, my dad, will not hurt you. He created you. He knew you before He spoke the world into existence. He knew everything He was going to do. He had it all planned out. He loved you. And He wants you to come to Him. Would the band please, whoever's going to do, play, come forward? And would whichever leaders are still here and not off doing something, please come up. We are here. Everybody in these purple shirts and some that may have forgotten their shirt or didn't have one, those that are standing up in front of you are here because we love you, because that's what He does to us. He changes everything. If you want, if you know that you need to come back to Him, come to Him from the beginning, whatever, don't be ashamed. This is a safe place. We are here for you. We love you. Come forward and one of us will pray for you. But we have to let go of whatever's hurting us. We have to want to let go of it. And it, you know, if you know that you need to let go of it, but you don't really want to, just look up. Look up. He will give you the want to. He will soften your heart. I guarantee you it's worth it. It is so worth it. The junk just means everything in this world means absolutely nothing without Him. In Matthew 6, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you." He created the birds and everything. And the birds don't think about what they should eat, what they should drink, what they should wear, none of that. But they have everything they need. You were made in His image. How much more does He care for you? He loves you so much. Let Him love on you. Let